Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to cut you some slack. I want you to cut yourself some slack in 2015. It's kind of like, it's not New Year's resolutions, but it's different. You know, do you make resolutions? Well, people do all the time, right? But do you actually know anybody who kept one? Well, okay, there was that one person who was the same person who reminded the teacher that she'd forgotten to give you the homework. Remember that guy? Yeah. Well, knowing how difficult, not to mention annoying, resolutions can be, there's a different way to kick off the new year in your small business, and that I call strategic look at critical components. Strategic look at critical components, or SLAC for short. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to cut yourself some slack. So instead of getting all bound up in resolutions, just cut yourself some slack. And here I've got seven ways you can do that. Focus on cutting yourself some slack. First is financial. Give your company some slack by reviewing financial systems. If not already, create regular financial statements, especially a 12-month cash flow projection. How many times have you heard me talk about this? And manage with those reports. Manage your business. If you do them regularly, you can manage your business with those reports, especially the 12-month cash flow projection. And don't forget to slack up on the difference between cash flow and accounting. That's a big deal. If I could teach you one thing, it would be to teach you the difference between cash flow and accounting. Two different things, folks. Second is human resources. Take the necessary slack to find and keep the best people. Then cut your staff some slack by providing the best training you can afford, with emphasis on how their assignments continue to evolve in the 21st century. Your customers are changing. Your business is changing. Your employees have to keep up. You've got to help them with that. Management is number three. Business management is more critical than ever before, and it's more complicated than ever before. Use Slack to identify your current best practices. What are you doing now that's the way you've been running your business? What are your best practices? What are some of the things that you've been doing that you've been successful with up to now? Then check your position. Check those practices against how 21st century ideas are impacting management fundamentals. All those things that you've been these practices you've been doing that are pretty fundamental, some of them won't change at all. Some of them are being modified by 21st century reality and maybe even some new ideas. So I promise you, that's what my new book, The Age of the Customer, is all about. It's about identifying what's new and what hasn't changed. In that book, I also talk about what hasn't changed, but you got to know the difference. Four is marketplace. The marketplace has always been dynamic. It's always been an evolving organism, but in the age of the customer, it's being driven more by customer expectations than by competition. I want you to use Slack, strategic look at critical components. Use Slack to develop strategies that deliver relevance first, followed by classic competitive advantage. Remember, in the age of the customer, in the marketplace, relevance trumps competitiveness. By that I mean, long before, you've heard me say this before, long before your customers ever find out whether you're competitive or not, they probably will have ruled you in or out based on whether you were relevant to them. Before they ever know what your price is or your product delivery system or whatever, they'll rule you out because of a relevance factor that you didn't, or rule you in because they liked the way you were relevant to them. And here's the thing. Sometimes they're ruling you in or out. This is the scary part. They're ruling you in or out before you even know they exist. This is what my new book is all about, The Age of the Customer. And folks, I really hope you will find a way to go read about this. You can go read articles about this. If you can't afford the book, go to my website and read the articles that are about this. Listen to these things that I'm talking about now. I really want you to have this information because I promise you, it is going to be the difference in whether you survive or not. If you don't understand the age of the customer, how it's replacing the age of the seller. If you don't understand that, you will not survive. I don't care whether you have one employee or 10,000 employees. Next thing is technology. More than ever before, how you use technology and new media. I'm lumping new media in there, like social media, like videos and blogs and things like that. That's new media. Technology and new media are critical relevance expectations of customers and prospects in the age of the customer. The customers are expecting you, prospects are expecting you to be able to connect with them in these new ways. Even old school folks are. Cut yourself some slack by delivering the technology, especially mobile, and the community building media that customers now expect from you. And remember what I've said about mobile. Nothing about your past was mobile, but it will dominate your future. Public policy, every small business is influenced by politics. We've been talking about that today. Use Slack to identify when you need to be personally involved and when you need to contribute to a group that can do a better job of representing you on your behalf, like some of the companies, organizations that I tell you about, like Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, like NetChoice, like NFIB, those guys. Who are some of the others? You know who I'm talking about. Contribute to those so they can help you out and represent us better than we can do ourselves. And finally, personal. Number 7 is personal. Cut yourself some slack by remembering the greatest small business truth. Success, your success must be defined by more than just money and stuff. Think about that. To paraphrase the Chinese proverb, the longest journey begins with the first slack. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I'll be right back.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.